Mike, we saw it last year when you filled in for Marcus, but just how pleased were you with how Gino played on the back end of the defense? And I mean, obviously coming off might have been the biggest play of the game.
Yeah, you know, I'm not surprised. I mean, said that we had 100% confidence in him, and he played a great game. I mean, obviously with the huge play, the huge pick there in the red zone, so, you know, changed a bunch of expected points in the game, and just obviously excited about how he played, but we're expecting to keep moving just like the rest of the defense. We got a long way to go, so another challenge this week, but definitely played a great game. Well, you know, the base runs are the same. You know, probably it's more the quarterback designed runs where, you know, they want it to ultimately end up in the quarterback's hands. I would imagine go down a little bit, but and those are different types of situations that pop up in the game. But it's more similar than you'd anticipate.
Mike, Ben BK's got 4 penalties in 2 weeks, 3 15-yard variety. Is that a fine line to walk between telling him to be a little smarter and not want to kind of curtail some of his aggressiveness that makes him who he is as a player?
I think you hit it spot on. That's exactly the message with him, and he knows. You know, we've talked about it, and he's well aware of the penalties. But I don't foresee it being an issue moving forward. I think it's more of a thing of chance, you know, based on how he's played and things. But he's got to make some better decisions in some of those moments, and he will.
Coach Harps talked about how active Clowney was. He's a guy who's been in the league a long time, but you haven't had him that long.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still kind of, I don't know, learning things you can do with him, or you have a pretty good handle? I'm just curious about that process.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I think you're always looking to find ways for guys to do things they do well. So I think that how we can be disruptive in the run game and how you can move them around in the pass game, I think, you know, we'll continue to find ways to build on, just like everybody else. But, yeah, he's doing the things that we imagined him to do. So hopefully keep it rolling. I think you're talking about two great players that have a passion for the game and work extremely hard and care about their teammates and care about our defense and how well we perform and want to lead both through their actions and both through how they handle themselves on a daily basis. And as a coaching staff, you know, give a great shout out to Zach. I mean, he's done a tremendous job of building that camaraderie throughout the whole room. I wouldn't make any more of it than that. And it's just, I think, you know, just credit to Eric and our personnel department for getting them in the same room together, and the rest, you know, kind of comes to life. So
with Ardarius Washington going down, what have you seen from Arthur Millett? I mean, I know he missed most of training camp with the hamstring, but you know, since he's gotten back on the field the last few weeks and him potentially obviously having experience at the nickel.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything different than what we saw when we wanted to sign him versus when he first got here. Obviously, he had the setback during camp, but he's right there. So, you know, if and when his opportunity comes along, just like Gino last week, you know, let's roll. You know, so very confident in him coming in and doing a great job when asked.
Thank you.